the Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Jeremy Martin, CEO of Horizonte Minerals. That's HZM. Jeremy, thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Good to speak to you. How are you?
Good, thanks. And I suppose you are quite sitting pretty there today because significant news on your Vermelho project, and we'll get to that in a bit. And the the resource confirming significant nickel and cobalt. So before we get to that, Jeremy, for someone listening right now who's not familiar with Horizonte, can you explain in about a minute or less what you're all about, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So Horizonte is an AIM and Canadian listed development company focused in Brazil. We've been active in the country now for over 8 years. We have potential mine number one, which is Araguaia. And that is a grassroots discovery that we made. We then consolidated it with two acquisitions, and the most recent being with Glencore. And that project is moving towards completion of a full feasibility study. And we'll be ready for construction next year. And based upon a nickel price of around $12,000 a ton, it will generate over $1 billion of cash flow over life of mine. And then late last year, we acquired potential mine number two, which is the Vermelho Nickel Cobalt Project, which is within trucking distance of Araguaia. And that will also produce a significant downstream value of nickel and cobalt. So that's the overview of the company.
Yeah, and today you sort of announced initial NI 43101 mineral resource estimate for the Vermelho Nickel Cobalt project. Take us to the numbers here, because they seem quite impressive, Jeremy.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, one of the reasons for us acquiring the project, we were looking around Araguaia and saying, is there any other assets within trucking distance that would add significant value to Horizonte? And we identified the Vermelho project as one of those potential opportunities. It was going to be developed by Vale. We believe they've spent over $200 million on it. It had a construction decision in 2005 and was going to be Vale's major nickel project. We acquired this late last year and closed the transaction in January. And today we released a 43101 compliant resource, which is giving you over 160 million tons at around 1% of nickel and 0.06% cobalt. And that places the Vermelho project as one of the highest grade scalable resources out there globally today that's not a producing mine. So yes, it's a very big step forwards for us.
Yeah, well, I sort of knocked up some rough figures on current prices. And, of course, you know, a lot of things changed, dynamics changed here. But I came up with around about $30 billion of nickel and cobalt in the ground there. Is that right? Am I right?
I'm obviously not going to comment directly on those numbers. But, yes, you can take current nickel prices of around $13,900 a tonne. Cobalt at $88,000 a ton, and you can do your own in situ calculations there. Obviously, you've got to take off the cost of production and capital, but it is a very significant resource, robust resource, and value driver for the company.
Yeah. So why did Vale sell it then? I mean, you've done two of what seems fantastic deals now, with Glencore, you know, for Araguaia and Vermelho there from Vale. So why is it a case of basically just prioritizing at the time? Because I know the original project, Glencore, nickel was very unloved at the time, so you managed to get it, you know, steal that. But why here did you get such a good deal here, do you think?
I think in both cases, it's the same model. We have been developing our asset base right at the bottom of the nickel market when there has been really very low investor interest. So in the case of the Glencore asset, there was $70 million of spend on that project. It was going to be Xstrata's next mine they built. And we acquired that late in 2016 when nickel prices were at 15-year lows. And in the case of Vermelho, we'd been on that transaction for over 18 months. And again, when we started with Vale, nickel prices were trading at 10 to 12 year lows. So it's about buying at the bottom of the market and adding value on the way up. And why did we or why we were able to negotiate this transaction with Valley, and why did they not build it? It's a very simple story. Valley were developing this. They gave it the go-ahead in 2005. They were going to spend $1.2 billion building a 40,000-ton-a-year nickel plant. And then in 2006, they spent $16 billion and acquired Canada's largest nickel company, Inco. Inco had producing sulfide mines up in Sudbury. It had ferronickel in Indonesia. And it had an identical project to Vermelho called Goro in New Caledonia. Goro was already under construction, so Valley focused their spend on that project. And as a result, Vermelho went back onto care and maintenance and sat on the pipeline. Valley has had a new CEO in. They realized there was synergies in putting this together with what we're doing. And you also have to look at the deal. Although we paid $8 million for the asset in stages, there is a royalty on the back end. So Valley will see upside on the royalty. So they're very much partnered to see value built on this asset. But either way, it's a fantastic transaction for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So what's next here at Vermelho?
So in terms of Vermelho, obviously acquisition closed in January. New mineral resource today. We'll be commencing test work to demonstrate that you can produce battery-grade nickel and cobalt sulfate. We aim to have that out mid-year, and then later this year we'll have a PEA stroke scoping study around the project to show that you can build a mid-sized nickel operation for a much lower capital cost than Valley we're looking at. So that's the sort of timeline, and also we will be advancing the permitting. And then moving on to Araguaia. Araguaia, the aim is to have the feasibility complete in mid-year, moving into Q3, fully permitted by the end of the year, so it's construction ready for 2019.
Wow, and yet you're sitting here with, like I said, two sort of world-class assets, and I did actually tweet this out saying there are very few companies around with not only one but two assets here, you know, in a world-class and with, you know, commodities in high demand that can be sitting at a market cap of 65 million. So you're in a very interesting position at the moment, aren't you?
I think it is. I mean, it's obviously frustrating from my point of view that we're not getting the full value that we believe we should be, but that's every CEO's dilemma. But I think if you just take Araguaia, essentially that value, the 65 million market cap today, is really all driven around Araguaia. I've highlighted a previous transaction many a time here. And if you look back at the Kaneko Resources transaction, which was a project which is about 120 kilometers northwest of us in Brazil, developed by a Canadian junior, it's an analogous project to Araguaia, and it was acquired by Valley in 2005 for $850 million. So there are multiple value drivers still to come on Araguaia on its own. Mm-hmm. And then if you look at the peer group for nickel cobalt projects, principally driven out of Australia at the moment, the average market cap across that peer group is around 100 to 150 million. So we should be able to create that sort of value for Vermelho over the next 12 to 18 months as we put down those milestones. So I think either project or both projects combined have the potential to add multiples to the share price today. And we're doing this against a very favorable nickel and cobalt market going forwards.
Yeah, well, quickly, just go over that, because people may not be aware. I mean, what is the forecast there for, the profile for nickel and cobalt at the moment?
I think nickel, we're seeing a period now where we're seeing sustained demand. We're seeing the inventories globally drawn down. And if you look at any of the price forecasting groups over the next sort of 18, 24, 36 months, you're looking at pricing anywhere $14,000 up to $18,000 a ton. And cobalt, again, you're seeing supply side constraints coming out of the DRC, robust demand in the EV battery space. So again, we're seeing potential robust forecasting pricing for cobalt. So both metals looking good, and there are very few projects that will be construction ready in the time frame that we are to supply that market.
marvellous. Well, Jeremy, if someone's listening to this and they very much like the sound of where you're at and what you're doing but and not yet following you, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add you to their watch list, please.
Number one, we have two very high quality projects in terms of high grade, scalable, flexible resources, all 100% owned by Horizonte. Number two, the company is well funded, a number of major milestones over the next 12 months with a solid shareholder base. And number three, both the nickel and cobalt markets are looking robust over the midterm as we lay down these milestones into that market. So I think for incoming shareholders, there are multiple value drivers around what we're doing going forwards.
Marvellous stuff, Jeremy. Good to chat to you and hopefully be chatting again in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.